Chelsea, what are some of the things that are happening at Pacific Asia Museum for autumn of 2013?
October is going to be a really busy time for us here at Pacific Asia Museum. On October 6th, we're going to have a mid-autumn moon celebration here at the museum. It's going to take place in both the courtyard and the auditorium, and Amelia can tell you a bit more about that. We're also going to be participating in Art Night on Friday, October 11th from 6 to 10 p.m. That's the evening when many of Pasadena's cultural institutions open their doors to the public and is free, open to everyone for the entire evening. There are multiple buses that are free of charge that go around Pasadena to bring people to the different locations. There are food trucks and special performances and opportunities at the various locations. And then we're also going to have our new Chinese gallery opening on October 18th, which is really exciting for us. And that's been quite a few months in the process, and we're really excited to open that new gallery for everyone to enjoy.
How exciting. I'd love to know more about that. But first of all, Amelia, I'd love to know more about that Mid-Autumn Moon Festival.
Yeah, our Mid-Autumn Moon Celebration, as Chelsea said, is happening on Sunday, October 6th, and it's going to be happening all afternoon. Something will be happening. So it'll be going from 12 till 6, and we'll be having lantern-based crafts that people can make and take home. There's also going to be dress-up in traditional Chinese costume. There will be tea and mooncake tasting. Plus, there's going to be a full lineup of performances in the auditorium. Everything from traditional music to calligraphy and brush painting to Shaolin Kung Fu demonstrations.
Sounds fantastic. Now, anybody that hasn't been to Chinatown may not know what a mooncake is.
Well, I'm not exactly the expert to talk about it. I've eaten them and enjoyed them, but a mooncake is a traditional way of celebrating the fall harvest and the change of the seasons, and it's a big thing in many Asian cultures. You give them as gifts to people above you and people you want to show respect to. And one interesting thing that you might not expect biting into one is that in the center there is an egg.
And that I didn't know, because the ones I've had have had like a black bean paste.
Yeah, sometimes they have the duck egg yolk right in the middle.
Is that a symbolic thing?
I think it's symbolic like the moon.
Ah, okay, so full moon, and you're going to get a surprise if you have a moon cake. Chelsea, you taught English, I think, in Taiwan. What do you remember about Mid-Autumn Moon Festival there?
Well, Mid-Autumn Moon Festival today, celebrated in Asia, is often really a family event. So families will gather together. Traditionally, you're to have a nice spread for dinner and everybody sits outside together enjoying the new autumn weather and, you know, looks at the moon, enjoys the moon, because the festival falls right at the full moon closest to the solstice. And so it's really just a time for families to come together. There are also parades and other kinds of community gatherings that'll happen. And so that's mostly what I experienced when I was there.
How much fun that sounds. Tell me also, please, about what's going to be happening here for Art Night.
Well, Amelia can speak a bit more to that, but we really do love having Art Night here at Pacific Asia Museum. It's always a fun way to bring in new audiences, people who have never been here before, and to bring back people who haven't been here for a very long time. And, you know, how often can you go to a museum at 9 o'clock at night? Not very often, unless you're at one of our Fusion Fridays, but those are over. So Art Night is the time to come.
How often can I go to an interactive museum? And that's what I really love about here. What about it? What can I get to experience when I come here on Art Night?
Right. Well, as Chelsea said, Art Night is when lots of different institutions open their doors. And this is actually going to be the biggest Art Night to date, with 18 institutions participating. If you come on Art Night, you'll get to see all of our galleries, including many exhibitions that have opened recently, like Constructed Visions, New Media from Korea. And you will also get to enjoy special performances by the students and the class that is taught here about traditional Hawaiian music and ukulele. So the students have been practicing all year, and they will be performing live, and there will also be some hula to go with that.
That is so neat, because I knew you had the class, but I don't remember them performing here before.
No, they weren't ready yet, but now they are. And actually, if you look at the Art Night flyer, you can see a hula dancer from the spring Art Night, which was pretty much rained out, so not too many people got to see her. So this time we're hoping for great weather and a great turnout.
Tell me about the dance she's going to be doing.
I don't know what she's got planned. I know it's hula, and it's someone that the teachers have worked with for many years. So no matter what it's going to be wonderful.
We'll be very pleasantly surprised when we see it. Chelsea, what about that Chinese gallery?
Well, as you know, we are almost ready to open our new Chinese gallery. This is the third major gallery renovation that we've undertaken in the past 3 years. It began with our intro gallery, which you see as you immediately walk into the museum off to the left of our front desk. And that gallery was really the starting point for all of these renovations. We've really moved into a more thematic approach in our galleries, so creating these very broad themes that so many of the objects in our collection can fit under. So that allows us to rotate new objects into those galleries more often. We've got 15,000 pieces in our collection, and we want to make sure that we share as many of them as we can. So we began that process with the intro gallery, and that opened in 2011. In 2012, we opened our Korean gallery, and now, in just a few short weeks, we'll be opening up our Chinese gallery. That's also going to be a thematic approach. We're going to have everything from trade to personal effects, things that would have been worn, to how innovation has been fostered in art and art making over the centuries. And of course, this is how we're putting new objects from our Chinese collection on view. A really large portion of our collection is of Chinese origin. And previously in those Chinese galleries, they've mostly been ceramics. And while we do have a very impressive ceramics collection, we also have a number of jades, of two-dimensional paintings, works on paper, textiles, all of these things that haven't been put out on view as much as we would like. So these new themes are really going to allow us to bring in all of these new objects that people may never have seen before, or bringing back old favorites that they may not have seen for years and years.
Let's tell them about something that maybe they haven't seen before. What about the jade? Is there anything really unusual people should look for?
Well, one of the most spectacular pieces that we will have in the exhibition actually has been on view for quite some time, but they're so wonderful that they always really merit a second look. We do have these wonderful crab claw earrings. The jade is just such a deep, rich green color, and they were likely originally hairpins, and they've just got turned into earrings.